If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Nick here, Nick Chancer from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. I specialize in helping people overcome anxiety and reclaim their lives through a holistic approach. I provide personalized coaching to guide individuals towards balance and well-being. Together, we develop a coping strategy, explore the root causes, and make positive life changes. So we can say goodbye to anxiety and hello, hello to life filled with peace and vitality. Let's all embark on this journey. And in this episode of this podcast, podcast 129, Holistic Health Coaching for Anxiety, we're going to discuss a topic that was inspired by Dr. LePera from the book How to Do the Work. And it was so wonderful to read that particular part of the chapter. Somewhere in the 100 pages, somewhere in the 100, around the 100 mark pages. It's called healing. And so, you know, we're going to ask the question when I was actually reading the book, I have to ask the question, what does it mean? What does she mean by core beliefs and to construct a lot, lived experiences and thought patterns. And more we practice the thought, the more the brain hardwires itself to default. They become our truth. How does the RAS affect anxiety? RAS means reticulating activating system, which means our senses are, we naturally block our senses from overload of information from the conscious world. Otherwise we get overwhelmed, but it's interesting how she said that, sometimes we, those that are challenged by a lot of anxiety have, an overactive sensational kind of, the switch is always switched on. The RAS is switched on, which means there's more information taken on board and there's more, stimulus going on. So so that was wonderful to, you know, to capture that information. I thought I'd kind of talk a little bit about our core beliefs. So Dr. Nicole LePera, in a book How to Do the Work, She discusses several concepts related to beliefs and thoughts and patterns. But here's a slight overview. And the thing, let's go one thing, when you get the core beliefs. These are like deep-seated beliefs that shape our perception of ourselves. Deep-seated, like. And she mentions a lot, like, it's a story we're always telling ourselves, a story we're believing, like earlier. If you practice something enough, you start believing it'll create a pattern, as in the introduction of this. It's important to know that our deep-seated, you know, beliefs and shapes our perception, what we think through our lenses, filters, and of what, you know, of the world around us. They're often formed early in life, like between age of up to seven, early in age, from you know, most affected around from one to seven, and can influence our thoughts, emotions, even in our later days. So, you know, we have to really, our behaviors, especially our emotions. So sometimes we need to dig deep to these perceptions. Like whatever our parents did to us, or how the best they did for us, and that kind of behavior, we mimic that behavior also. So that's all described in the wonderful book. So when you get your hands on it, for those that haven't, I'll be posting this on that particular book on Facebook, How to Do the Work. Once again, giving a lot of credit to the author, the holistic psychologist, Nicola LaPera. So she mentioned, like, construction of lived experience. We're always living something, we're living, but we're also collecting information. We're just nothing more than a computer that's alert, can be hyperactive, but always looking into collecting all stuff, you know, from the past, from the present, even from the future too. We can collect, even our thoughts collect. When we think of something deep enough, hard enough, that becomes us. So this collection of our past experience include, like, both positive and negative events that happened to us. And in the end of the day, that's just been when and now. But why do we keep carrying the damn thing into the now anyway? But because it's rooted, deep-seated into us, that's why. And we can have that, you know, positive and negative events, relationships, interactions, our level of experiences contribute to the formation of our core beliefs and thought patterns. It's all a pattern. So let's talk to thought patterns. These are reoccurring patterns of the thinking that influence our perception of ourselves, others, and situations. They can be either positive, negative, and can be significantly impact our emotions and our behaviors. The brain hardwiring: when we repeatedly engage in a particular thought or behavior, our brain creates neural connections that make it easier for the thought or the behavior to occur automatically, just like that. And once it's stimulated, we go to work on that. You know, this process is known as the brain hardwiring, and it contributes to the formation of our default thought patterns. Now I want to give light to regarding the RAS a little bit more, reticular activating system. If you never heard of that, it's a very scientific approach to the mind and how we filter things through. And now when we put that to anxiety, the RAS is a part of the brain that filters information, that determines what we pay attention to. So when we have anxious thoughts, or we're stuck on thoughts or beliefs and hardwired thoughts and beliefs, the RAS can become hypersensitive to potential threats or negative stimuli, amplifying our anxiety responses. And this heightened sensitivity can lead to a cycle of anxious thoughts and increased anxiety levels. And that's just gold when you think about it. So it's important to note that it is a simplified explanation, and Dr. LaPera provides more in-depth insight strategies to it in her book. However, when someone is challenged by the RAS, reticulating activating system, we're super alert, and been there many times, and you can't get off that thought, right? And it might take days or might take weeks to get off that thought. And unless you break the chain of thought or divert our attention to something different. I know when I was suffering from that, I did stuff that I never would, like houseworking. I mean, I do it, houseworking, dishwork, whatever that needed to be done that I left off. I need to get my mind off it. I need to distract myself from it. A lot of us go running for that cause because we are stimulated. We can see that hypersensitive people get absorbed much more. It's there to, an example she gives that when you want to, you're thinking about buying this particular car and then you study this car and like you don't see this car anywhere, but all of a sudden when you buy the car, you see everyone else who's driving the same car, which is interesting. And all that other, it was already there, but you couldn't see it. But because now you own it, right? You own the idea and the actual physical ownership of that car. Something happens, something happens, you're more alert to other similar cars out there. That means they're already there, but you couldn't see it. So just imagine yourself like in anxiety. There are things that you should not see or you should not feel, but because we're hypersensitive, the RAS actually brings that to us and it lightens that up like fireworks. So it's a good way of putting it. I like that part of the chapter, especially the definition of the RAS. So it's important to note that. So let's go on. What is the definition of core beliefs? It's really important to know. Core beliefs are deeply ingrained fundamental beliefs that shape our perceptions of ourselves and others and the world around us. They are the underlying assumptions and convictions we hold tight, we value about various aspects of life, including our identity. We need to have an identity, right? And worthiness, capabilities, values, and nature of reality. So all these things we can hold on tight. And we can trigger on these, and it's so easy. It's all in ground, and it's easy to trigger. But I was triggered just yesterday, and I had to look into there was anger projected towards me, and I, you know, there's always a say, someone's problem is not yours, but all you can do is lend the ear, even if they are victimizing or they are shooting towards you, and actually it's just the anger projecting outwards, and they need to, it's their way of filtering, purging the nastiness out of the event of the day, and also their core beliefs and how they were so triggered. And but they will come up to the closest people and they always look for faults in them just to get engaged into the energy, engage you into the thought, into the energy of it, in the energy of anger, all that. So we just need to purge, and the first thing we need to do when we purge, we anger, we are stuck on this anxiety, and it's all part of the core beliefs. Imagine having reasoning of saying, it's just a story, it's got nothing to do with me. I feel sorry for I sympathize with the person, but even though they're shooting at me, it's got nothing to do with me, it's just anger. And it comes up, you can see the natural pattern coming up. It's something we can be so ignorant of it, but that is a continual carry. So core beliefs are often formed early in life through our experiences, interactions, and the influences of our family, culture, and society. They serve as the lens through which we interrupt and make sense of the world. Now, these beliefs can be so both positive and empowering, such as believing in our own abilities and worth, or they can be limiting and self-defeating, such as beliefs that they are unworthy, incompetent, or undeserving of love and success. Core beliefs play a significant role in shaping our thoughts, emotions, behaviors. That's it there. Imagine having control of those. Imagine going deep on those, talking to those core beliefs and itemizing them and researching them and challenging them, right? Challenging them is the thing that we need to do to get down to those core beliefs. Is it true? Do they relate to me? Do they still relate to me? Or have I actually changed? Am I a different person? All these kind of decision-making processes. So they can have a profound impact on our self-esteem, relationships out there, and overall well-being, identifying and challenging, once again, negative or unhelpful core beliefs is an important aspect of personal growth and transformation. I just want to say that one more time. Identify them, challenge them, and knock them out. Yep, those core beliefs are not the beliefs that you still that are true, right? And that are always just firing up. We can go into why is it important to identify and challenge. Once it gets get deeper into that, let's go talk to that negative core beliefs for personal growth and transformation. So why is it important to challenge negative core beliefs? Well, if once we identify and challenge the negative core beliefs, it's really crucial for our personal growth and transformation, and several other reasons. Here's a couple of reasons. Self-awareness, by recognizing and understanding our negative core beliefs, we gain insight into how they shape us, our thoughts, our emotions, behaviors, and then you kind of realize that this was all nonsense, right? At the end of the day, when you get caught in that sort of energy. And this self-awareness, right, after allows us to examine the impact these beliefs have on our lives. And it's then you say, well, it's just a story. How come I actually bought in that particular story? That just doesn't, I'm like, and then we can also make some conscious choices to change them. It's all about us, and it's all about time to fall back and beyond ourselves and rationalize with our thoughts and see the truth for them, that they're not true. Empowerment is another one. Negative empowerment, negative core beliefs can be often limit our potential and hold us back from reaching our goals. By challenging these beliefs, we can empower ourselves and break free from self-imposed limitations and pursue personal growth. And how many times have you had this kind of thought? You say you're not good enough, or where's that coming from? Like, look at your results, look at your current results, and you're still saying you're not good enough. No, everything's perfect. Just keep doing what you're doing, and it's okay to do what you're doing. Other one is improved self-esteem. Negative core beliefs often contribute to low self-esteem and the feelings of inadequacy. By challenging and replacing these beliefs with more positive, empowering ones, we will boost our self-esteem and develop this healthier sense of self-worth. It's self-image, self-esteem. Don't believe your mind. These negative thoughts, they're not you anymore. Not you anymore. Simple as that. Don't give it life. I used to love saying, whatever you give life grows, so don't give it life. Healthier relationships is another one. Let's look into that. Negative core beliefs can negatively affect their relationship by influencing how we perceive and impact others. By challenging these beliefs, we can improve our communication skills, develop healthier boundaries, and cultivate more fulfilling connections with others. How wonderful is that? We can also give some life to increased resilience. Let's talk to that. Increased resilience and challenging negative core beliefs helps us like build resilience and develop coping strategies to overcome challenges, setbacks. By replacing self-defeating beliefs with more adaptive ones, we become better equipped to navigate life's ups and downs. We have personal fulfillment. By identifying and challenging negative core beliefs, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and opportunities for personal growth and fulfillment. So keep challenging, folks. Keep challenging. Keep being the better version. Find the better version of you. The thoughts and things and that you told yourself, the stuck energy, are not you anymore. Believe into that. Challenge and believe. Rechange those beliefs. We can align with our beliefs, with our values and aspiration, allowing us to live a more authentic and wonderful, much more meaningful life. So we've come up to the end of this, but I've got a minute or so, but before I have to close this particular little podcast on core beliefs from the book of How to Do the Work. And if you feel like this is perfect for you, and if you resonated and you align with all this information, and you want to know, you want someone to back you up, You want someone to look after you, you know, to be on your side. All right. And you need a coach. You need someone to talk to. You need someone to keep you accountable. Even the moment you start getting these core beliefs and also encourage you to journal your core beliefs and see those repeating patterns come through. This is the only way to grow it. So never neglect it. So I'm here and, I'm available. I leave my Calendly calendar for appointment calendar for anyone that's ready to change, to start to really analyze their core beliefs, and then before you know it, you realize that all these thoughts are not you, all these beliefs are not you. No way, they're not you anymore. And another thing, you didn't put them in there to start off with. Something or someone else or the environment actually put them in there. But before I go, I do have a little bit more to go, but I'm just wondering if I were to write a book, and I'd be calling it the unveiling the origins on how core beliefs shape our reality. I'm also looking for suggestions here. If anyone wants to suggest a good heading, a captivating heading for this particular book, on the foundation of core beliefs, and some of the topics, what would kind of interest you, and what kind of elements of the book or chapters would you include? Maybe it'd be like, chapter probably be the early years of influence, but that's probably one chapter. Maybe the role of culture and society in shaping our core beliefs would be another one. And maybe the impact of significant life events on core beliefs would be another one. Maybe the essence of core beliefs, maybe understanding the connection between core beliefs and our values. Is there a connection there? And maybe another one would be identifying and aligning core beliefs with personal values. I think the power of living alignment with core beliefs. How does that feel? And then maybe we can go into something, the power of challenging our core beliefs. And recognizing negative beliefs, core beliefs, the first step towards transformation. We can go into the impact of negative core beliefs and self-esteem and well-being. How does that affect our self-esteem? Challenging negative core beliefs and strategies for transformation. Like, what are the strategies for transformation? What can we use to, challenge and change, to be more conscious and things like that. So, maybe there'll be like another one, the benefits of unveiling core beliefs, and maybe self-awareness and personal growth would be another chapter, and the improvements of self-esteem and confidence. Yeah, all these wonderful chances are challenging and transforming negative core beliefs can lead into a more improved self-esteem, increased confidence, and by replacing self-limiting beliefs with positive and empowering ones, we have the potential. I think, folks, I kind of went somewhere with there. In the end, I'm working, these are probably chapters of a program on changing core beliefs and really challenging ourselves to change them and actually identify them even more. Having said all that, I'm going to close it now. So I'm wishing you another wonderful day here on Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety, Nick Chansov. And I hope you've enjoyed it. By all means, reach out, add your comments, subscribe to our channel, Facebook. It's called From Anxiety to Tranquility. Also, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching is also our business page. You can get in touch with me, or you can email me if you need some assistance or if you have family that might assist. And guess what? It's not a guess. We're all in it together, so happy to help. All right, bye from me until next episode, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.